He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Wednesday, March 18th. There's a lot going on in Texans land today. Running back Steve Slayton was around today. He's back after spending most of his offseason with his family and enjoying Steve Slayton Day in his hometown in Pennsylvania. We caught up with him to talk to him about some of the Texans' offseason moves, including the acquisition of quarterback Dan Orlovsky and defensive end Antonio Smith. Here's what Steve Slayton had to say when he was back at Reliant for the first time this offseason. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is running back Steve Slayton. Steve, how has this offseason been going for you? It's your first NFL offseason.
It's been going well. I'm just trying to get the ups and downs and realizing how much free time I have in my hand and do things that I couldn't do before.
We were talking about this earlier. Rookies don't really get that much time off before their rookie season starts because you have all-star games and you have the combine. So you probably haven't had this much time off in a long time.
I haven't had this much time off since high school, I would say. I mean, college was 2 weeks and then back to the ground. But, I mean, it's definitely fun. It feels like the rookie year you work for this offseason.
Well, there was even a Steve Slayton Day in your hometown. Talk about what that was about and, you know, what went on there.
It was a big day. It was commissioners were at my old high school and commenced March 4th Steve Slayton Day in Bus County. And then just something big. I mean, something that... I've been looking forward to it. I didn't think it would happen at this time. I thought I'd be old and retired by the time it happened. But it's truly a blessing to have something like that happen to me.
So we had a gathering in your old high school gym, and you got up there and gave a speech. What did you say in your speech?
I made it short and sweet. I mean, that's the best speeches I've always listened to and always remember is a short one. Just tell them to, I mean, whatever your goal is keep that in front of you.
And what kind of reaction did you get from your hometown? Because I know they're pretty proud of you.
A big reaction. I mean, it's something that you expect every time I go home. It's just a lot of cheers, a lot of people proud and happy to have somebody from their own hometown doing something so good.
Well, you were off doing that. There's been some activity here at Reliance Stadium with the Texans. The Texans brought in a new quarterback in Dan Orlovsky, and then they brought in Cedric Benson to look at him as far as backing you up. That didn't work out. What have you thought about the Texans' offseason moves, and have you followed them much?
Yeah, I see we got Antonio Smith from the Cardinals, and I watched him in the Super Bowl, and he did well. And I think, have him alongside with Mario is definitely just made our defense that much better.
And what about Dan Orlovsky?
I think he did good. I think he's going to be great behind Matt, and, hopefully come in and compete.
And have you heard much about running backs backing you up? Because we get fan emails all the time about who's going to back up Steve Slayton.
I've seen that Cedric Benson was here, but I'm just waiting just like everybody else.
All right, and then your off-season workouts begin on April 6th. How do you feel going into those?
I feel good. I'm actually going to start this weekend and try to get a little head start.
Just to give you a warning, there is a new program that Ray Wright has implemented, and it is implemented to cause muscle confusion, and I have talked to a few players, and they say they're already sore, so you have that to look forward to.
I don't know about look forward to, but that's something that's going to have to come along.
Well, it's going to be an exciting new season for the Texans, and everyone's excited about you being a starter next year.
I'm very excited. I mean, I've been looking forward to it. This season number two, bigger, better things that come along.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks for having me.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Thursday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. Yeah,